Welcome to today's Perry Fairway. Let's talk Dallas County program. My name is Joe Sierwinski. On today's program, I'm joined by Mark Powell, one of the attorneys with Finiseth, Dalen, and Powell and Perry. Mark, first of all, thanks for joining me today.
Thanks for having me, Joe.
So we're talking about the judicial selection process reform that's currently being discussed at the Iowa State Legislature. First of all, just take us through the current rules for the selection process for judges.
Sure. So as it stands right now, there's a state judicial nominating commission, and there is a district court nominating commission. The state nominating commission is the commission that nominates two candidates for the governor to choose for the Court of Appeals and for the Supreme Court of Iowa. Currently, there are eight members of that commission. Currently, all eight are of the Republican Party affiliation. The judicial district nominating commissions are made up of five laypersons, which the governor of Iowa selects, five attorneys, which the attorneys that reside in that judicial district select, and then the senior judge of the judicial district. So there are 11 members. And what they do is they interview the candidates. They then deliberate amongst themselves and they nominate the top two candidates to go to the governor for the governor's final selection. So the governor's office makes the final determination at this point.
Okay, so this legislation that's being proposed in the State House, how would it change that process?
So what would happen is the governor would still have her five non-lawyer appointees to the nominating commission. But then the governor, the Speaker of the House Minority Leader, the Senate Majority Leader, and the Senate Minority Leader would then select the five attorneys that would be part of that commission. So really what we're looking at is rather than having the attorneys that reside in the county, it's not just attorneys that belong to the State Bar Association, it's not just attorneys that belong to the Trial Lawyers Association or the Defense Bar, but rather all of the attorneys that reside in the county are given an opportunity to vote on who they want selected. And personally, the way I look at it is I want an attorney member to the commission to be somebody who is familiar with a vast area of law, because district court judges in Iowa don't have the luxury of just handling one or two types of cases. They cover a myriad of areas of law. And so these commissioners need to ensure that our nominees have experience, know how to handle a criminal proceeding, know how to handle a probate proceeding, and know how to handle a real estate issue if it comes up, or a divorce case, or what have you. They need to have some experience in a broad area. And what's being proposed is rather than having commissioners appointed to seek that out, they're going to be political appointees. So they're either going to be Republicans, they're going to be Democrats. And I don't know the exact number, but I think it's ballpark around a third or 30% of Iowa's electorate are non-party affiliated. So we're cutting one third of the citizens out and putting the powers solely in the two major political parties to make those decisions. Now, you may hear some of the proponents for this legislation say, oh, no, that's not going to happen. But folks, you know, we're talking about the current commissioners here in rural Judicial District 5A, which encompasses Dallas, Guthrie, Madison, Warren, Adair, all those counties. The attorneys on the commission are from Panora, Guthrie Center, Perry. There's a prosecutor that lives in suburban Dallas County, as well as, I believe, an attorney in Jasper County. So you're getting a broad breadth of average individuals who are coming in, have a broad range of practice that they're coming in and able to inquire into these candidates of what makes you the best candidate to propose to the governor. And we could be losing that.
Yeah, for sure. And so your main concern is it's turning the judge selection process from a strictly judicial process to being a political process.
Right. And under the judicial canons, you know, judges in Iowa are not allowed to advertise their political affiliation. They're not allowed to be affiliated with a political party. From 2006 to 2010, I was a magistrate judge in Dallas County, which is, you know, the lowest level of judge that you can be. But during that period, I had to couch my political affiliation. I had to put it aside and be an independent. I couldn't be active in campaigns. I couldn't be active in political discussions because the judiciary is viewed as an independent body and one that people should feel comfortable coming to, that they're going to come to and be treated equally, no matter their background, their political affiliation, what have you. Now we're talking about the beginning steps of a political litmus test that we're going to have for our commissioners, which I'm sure will carry over into our nominees. We're going down the path that other states have gone, where we're not there in this proposal in House Study Bill 110, but some states have judicial elections and they're extremely partisan. And I don't think the people of Iowa want another election on their hands where there's more campaign contributions that have to go back and forth. And if you're happen to be involved in the judicial system, you know, you're going to have to start worrying, did my attorney contribute as much as the opposing party's attorney did to this judge's campaign? And that's where the merit-based system that Iowa currently has is a model throughout the nation, and one that I think a lot of other states, if you ask their judges and people not affiliated with the political parties, wish they had. We're truly testing our judicial nominees on their legal knowledge rather than are they playing political favorites.
Okay, so one last question here for you. What would the passage of this bill mean for Iowa, and why should the average voters be concerned with that?
Sure. What would happen if this bill or a bill similar to it is passed by the legislature? What's going to happen is you're going to have the Republicans and Democrats dictating the entirety of the makeup of the nominating commission, both the non-lawyer commissioners as well as the attorney commissioners. Whereas at present, there are a great number of attorneys who are not affiliated with a political party that presumably would be removed from the equation. And that's a shame. Rather than getting attorneys with the best knowledge of the legal areas that a judge needs to have, we may just have this person has worked diligently in supporting me in my campaign being the nominating commissioner. And so I think you're going to see a real problem with how judges are being selected and the quality of the courts that we have. I would hate to be a party in a lawsuit where I would have to walk into a courtroom and wonder, is this judge going to be deciding my case based on the law, or is this judge going to be deciding his case based upon the political pressures that he or she is getting from their party?
For sure. Well, Mark Powell with Finiseth Dalen and Powell in Perry, anything else that you'd like to mention to our listeners today?
No, I would just encourage listeners that if you are concerned, contact your legislators and let them know that you don't agree with this. They need to hear from you to form their decision on how they're going to vote on this matter.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining me and for all the information.
You bet.
That's been today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program with Mark Powell. You can find this program at RaccoonValleyRadio.com. My name is Joe Sierwinski with Raccoon Valley Radio News. Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.